Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Andrew Zarian here, Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. on Saturdays with Jim Valley, and Sundays with me. Happy Sunday, everybody. Wild week of professional wrestling, all in next Sunday. Second biggest show AEW has ever done. It's coming up quick, leading into All Out. Also, All In for next year. Big announcement. A lot of people see this as a negative that they're leaving London. I don't see it that way at all. I think this is a great positive. We're going to talk about that and a lot more. Bloodline has attacked Roman. I thought that was an incredible segment. They did a great job. A huge reaction for Roman. I mean, it's fascinating how this crowd is into nearly everything that everybody is doing. They have so many favorites, so many top guys there. I mean, they're on a roll. They've been on. When we go to break, I'm going to find out. I'm going to ask our producer, MG, to figure out when this boom started exactly. I don't have the date on me, but we could definitely find it. AW Collision last night. New tag champions. And a new belt design. Dustin has become one of the most accomplished people in the company as his contract is ending. Him and Sammy won the ROH tag titles last night at the last taping in Texas. I thought they did good. You know, there was a lot of questions, and we'll talk about that. I want to get people's opinion on this, but those Texas tapings were not bad. And you know what? It may have led to a much bigger thing, and that's All In Texas. Everything is connected here. All In, Bloodline, Collision, Dynamite, next week's Dynamite, and a whole lot more when we come back. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. So, little personal note. I'm shocking my kids tomorrow by taking them on a cruise. They have no idea I'm going. And while we're recording the show, my entire family's getting ready and they're packing their suitcases because they leave at 5 o'clock in the morning. Little do they know I'm going also. So I have to pretend now that I'm not going and I got a big week ahead of me to talk about professional wrestling, of course. Let's talk about SmackDown here while they're all marching and screaming at each other over the luggage. Nia Jax championship celebration. Nia won the title at the pay-per-view. Tiffany Stratton is in the ring with Pretty Deadly to announce Nia. A lot of people are tired of this already. Nia tries to get them all to bow to her, but Tiffany says Pretty Deadly is going to sing them a song first. They attempted to sing God Save the Queen. Okay. Mia Yim attacks with a kendo sticks and takes everyone out at the end of the segment. I mean, very WWE opening. We got to see what they're doing here. I don't know. Do you think this is a downgrade or do you think this is a plus, MG?
Well, Mia Yim was a refreshing break from whatever I was seeing. I was like 2 seconds from hitting the remote control.
So interesting, right? Because this is a company firing on all cylinders. And on the break, before we went to break, I said how you're going to do some research and find out when this boom started, right? A lot of people attribute it to Vince leaving, and that's when everything happened. But I would say it's a little bit the Roman stuff, the Bloodline stuff. Obviously, when he returned during the pandemic, it continued on and it continued growing. But this boom that we're seeing, when is the point that we could all look at and say, this is when it happened? Was it Cody returning? Was it Cody's second return? I'm going to track this down on the break because our producer forgot to look into it and he had to go get a beverage, apparently. Coffee. Nothing crazy. Carmelo Hayes defeated Andrade. This went about 9.5 minutes. The story is that Andrade is 2-0 over Carmelo. This looks to be a best of seven at this point. 2-0, but Hayes would end up with a roll-up and get the pin. Afterwards, he would attack Andrade. So now they're 2-1 And I guess this is going to continue. Andrade's fantastic. You know, there was a lot of fear when he left AEW. I believe I was at his last AEW match, right? That was at World's End. Right? I believe that was World's End. And that was a weird thing. And I think it was with Rusev, with Miro. No, I'm sorry. That was after.
CJ?
Or when they were fighting over CJ. No, because he was booked in that tournament, and he was booked fantastically. I don't know if that's the same time. But the last couple of months of Andrade's run, I mean, he was really dominant on TV. He was winning in AEW. He had that weird program with CJ and Miro that went absolutely nowhere, obviously. Where is Miro?
Good question.
But there was a lot of questions.
I think he's injured.
Is
he's
he?
He's got to be injured.
Still?
Yeah, I'm not
I
sure
don't
exactly,
know.
But yeah.
What a... So. You know what? That guy has to go back to WWE at this point. He has to. I mean, what is he doing anywhere else? But Andrade's a great example of this. It was a lot of fear that when he went back to WWE, it was going to be the same old, and they've done some interesting stuff. Obviously, he did the 5-minute match series where he was the champion. I believe he's still the champion, right?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have it on TV, the speed title.
The speed champion?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who they is don't the even speed acknowledge right it. Now? That is so weird. It's Andrade, and they're presenting a women's one next.
Yeah,
very
64
soon.
Days.
Yeah, which I think is weird because they don't acknowledge it at all.
The only time,
barely.
Honestly, the only time I've seen this is at the SmackDown tapings that I went to that I took the kids because he came out and they recorded this and he did two matches back to back.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting. See, I'm
done
into
in
this.
8 minutes.
I think Andrade and Carmelo, fantastic stuff. Really, both very talented. It's heightening Carmelo, obviously. Andrade's a tremendous athlete, a tremendous wrestler that I want to see more from. These are all people that you look at and you say, okay, well, why don't they have an opportunity? Now they have an interesting opportunity here. I'm into this. Blair Davenport defeated Naomi. This went 6 minutes and 49 seconds. The match was whatever. It wasn't much heat for the match. Okay. Also, they were in Orlando, so Roxanne Perez was at ringside. I like Roxanne Perez. She has it. Whether or not it transitions on the main roster for her, she has it. There was a
All
graphic.
All the NXT people were there.
Yeah, they were in Orlando. And you know what? They got a great crop. This group from NXT is really good. It's a really good
You'll
group of people.
It. You'll get to it in a minute, but yeah. Ethan Page didn't exactly get a big pop, though. I don't know why that is, but...
Yeah, and I'm a big fan of his since his indie days. He was an Evolve regular. We'll talk about Ethan Page. There was a graphic for Afa. It appeared on the big screen in the arena. There was a Thank You Afa chant that broke out. 2 months apart, Afa and Sikub, they both passed away back-to-back.
What's your memories of the Wild Samoans? Do you have any?
I have some. You know, my father loved those gimmicks. My father, I mean, listen, my dad grew up in that generation, right? The Russian was the Russian. The All-American boy was the All-American boy. The Samoans were wild.
The
Iron Sheik was, you know, spitting.
Yeah.
The original Hot
right.
Tua. Sheiky baby.
Wow.
By the way, the Sheik was a baby face to me. Always. Forever. He was misunderstood. He was very misunderstood, the Iron Sheik.
My memory of the Wild Samoans, to me, were that first very scary tag team. The ones that, like... Because when I was, like, 12 when I really got, like, started seeing it on TV... And they were one of the first. They were the tag champs at that time, and they were scary.
Yeah, they were. Listen, you didn't see guys that looked like that, especially, you know. They were pivotal. You know, all those gimmicks. Now you look at it by today's lens, and you're like, well, you know.
It's a cartoon.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, can you do this now? Can you say that they're savages and they're wild? You know, different lens. But I'm able to kind of separate that and look at it and appreciate what they were doing at the time, you know, and it is important to look at things that way. Nothing transitions the way you imagine, you know, 20, 30 years from now, things that we're talking about today may be taboo. So I think they were tremendous. What an amazing act. That whole family of, and you know what? That entire family is still on top of the wrestling business all these years later, and we'll get to that, obviously. Grayson Waller, Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens beat him in 4.5 minutes. Ethan Page was ringside with the title. Did not get much of a reaction. This guy is one of my favorites. You know, there are a few of these guys like Ethan Page and Swerve Strickland and Darby Allin. You know, that generation of talent I have seen a lot of on the indies. And it's great to see guys go from a Latin nightclub on Northern Boulevard in Queens with maybe 300 people, thus maybe 200 people, going into an arena with 20, 30,000, stadiums with 50, 60,000. I mean, it's amazing to see. Montez Ford, Street Profits, Angelo Dawkins defeated DIY to become the number one contenders for the title. Interesting move. I thought DIY was going to go, but 15.5 minutes. I like this match. When we come back, I want to take some time on this main segment. Talking about how the Anoa's are on top of the business. The Fatu's are on top of the business. The Tongans are on top of the business. We're going to talk about this. Amazing stuff. Great reaction for Roman Reigns in the main event segment. When we come back, we're going to talk about this, AEW, and a whole lot more. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. I ran out of time in that last segment. Do me a favor, follow me on X, at Andrew Zarian. I'm still trying to figure out when we could pinpoint, was there one angle, one moment that created this boom for WWE? You know, that Sami Zayn, my producer's in, you know, he's in my ear throughout the show and he's screaming, Sami Zayn in the Bloodline. I think that was the beginning, but they were still digging out of that Vince McMahon booking. Maybe a little later. I mean, they were doing some good stuff. I'm trying to pin this down if there was a moment. It's definitely before Dwayne came back. It's definitely before CM Punk came back. So if we're like this, maybe it was a year ago. Maybe exactly a year ago. We got to see. I'm sure a lot of you guys have suggestions. I'm going to tweet me, X me, and it'll ring a bell. Roman Reigns' music hits. So what happens? Solo Sikoa is in the ring. He tries to get the Orlando crowd to acknowledge him. Instead, they were chanting OTC, the original tribal chief. Roman's music hit. Crowd went bonkers. I don't know. This new theme, it's growing on me. I don't love it, but this is only my personal opinion. I know a lot of people love this new theme. Solo took the Ula Fala. Apologize for people that, for my mispronunciation there. He took his Ula Fala off and handed it to Tonga. Roman and Solo traded blows. Reigns hit a clothesline. Tama Tonga then attacked Reigns, but Reigns came back after him with a slam. Roman would eventually get the Ula Fala, the necklace that he wears, the traditional necklace. And, you know, a lot of people were speculating. Jacob Fatu will not. Roman and Jacob Fatu are being kept away. They're not going to touch because that's a big program. I actually, out of all those matches, I don't have much interest in Solo Sikoa and Roman. At least I don't know why. Maybe that's me. But Jacob Fatu is fascinating to me. By the way, another guy I've seen on the indies, another guy that is tremendous. And, man, it's like he's been there forever. No rust, nothing. He just fit in so perfectly. Jacob Fatu returns wearing a walking boot, by the way. But he didn't seem to slow him down. He still had it on. He got the upper hand on Roman. No, not at all. I know, he had the boot on, but he was still doing everything. He got the upper hand, and they all ended up triple-teaming Roman. They triple power-bombed him. I love that the lore of that triple power-bomb still goes back to the Shield, and they've all been using it. They triple power bound him through the table at the end of the show, and he gained, Solo's back on top. Really cool stuff.
So this begs the question: where do they go from here? Who's showing up? Someone's gonna.
There was an Uso chant. I mean, the Usos have to show up at this point, right? I mean, So you're gonna. That's how you kind of even out the numbers a little bit, but they're still at an advantage.
So there was kind of a plot hole in the show because during the dark match, Jey Uso was in the dark match, dark main event. So people were like, "Why didn't he help?"
Well, maybe it's for shit because he's not, that doesn't exist
in the storyline.
The TV show doesn't exist in the actual dark match segment. So listen, maybe that's the foreshadowing. Like, oh, he is there. He was there, and he didn't help. Why? Does he still have beef with Roman?
Storyline, he probably should.
Of course he should. They should all have a problem with Roman. His ego took over. He broke up the family. He was an egomaniac. It got too powerful. You know, in reality, sure. But I liked it. It was good stuff. It was a good SmackDown. I enjoyed this. Next segment, I want to talk about some of the news. But I want to go into Collision before we go into anything because All In is shaping up. Next Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern, perfect, an afternoon wrestling show. My dream. That is my dream. Britt Baker opened up defeating Harley Cameron. They showed a clip from Wednesday of Baker attacking Mercedes Moné. I thought they did too much here. After the match, Mercedes and Camille, I don't want to get yelled at by a certain friend of the show, that I get a summary of all my mistakes. And I absolutely adore these messages that come in. Camille came out, because I called her Camille last time. Okay. Moné sent Camille to the ring with Baker responding by fishing a kendo stick from under the ring. Camille took the kendo stick, broke it over her knee to show how big and strong she is, and booted Baker in the face. Camille then carried Baker into the ring before dumping her with a dominator. Mercedes and Camille stood over Baker to end the segment.
Britt sold the hell out of this, actually.
She sold really everything. Did. By the way, the match with Harley Cameron, she was selling and selling and selling. I don't know. She should have come out.
I forgot how good she was, actually, you know?
Yeah.
She's been gone for so long.
She was just selling, and I feel like it took the crowd away a little bit from it. But listen, I mean, if this is the go home, I guess they're gonna do something again, you know, where maybe she gets the upper hand on Mercedes. But I don't know. I kind of wanted them to stay away a little bit, but
we'll talk about what's going on. But newsflash, Mercedes is fighting Saraya at the whale show.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. ROH World Tag Team Championship. Dustin Rhodes and Sammy Guevara defeated the Undisputed Kingdom, Matt Taven and Mike Bennett, to win the Ring of Honor tag titles. You know, this is an interesting move. And I think we're starting to see something happen with Ring of Honor. This is me being a little bit of a detective and filling in blanks here. When Tony mentioned his openness to having Ring of Honor be an AEW branded show, it said a lot to me based on things that I've heard. You know, this is an idea that was pitched a long time ago and a lot of people were against it. They really didn't want to blur the line, which they always did. There was a ton of Ring of Honor presence on TV, but Ring of Honor has always been presented as its own thing. We're starting to see this change. Dustin and Sammy winning the titles. Interesting move. Dustin is now a double champion. By the way, this match had everything happen. There was a ton of run-ins that happened. The Von Erichs were there. Just a lot of moving parts here.
All the tag teams.
Every tag team was there. I was so happy to see Dustin. Great ending. Dustin hit his move. Sammy from the top rope. Fantastic stuff.
So I do have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
About this.
Give me.
So there was a couple of people, not a lot, but there was a couple of people complaining online that this is taking a spot away from somebody else.
Who?
By putting it on Dustin.
Who's it taken away from?
That's what I'm asking you. Do you feel that way? Because obviously I don't think you do.
No, not at all. I don't subscribe to the belief of if you're a certain age, you should be off TV because you're taking the spot away from someone. Dustin's not in the main event. He's not the world champion. And the dude still performs tremendously. He's a great mentor to these guys. Who's it taken away from? Would it have mattered if it was someone else?
Yeah, if anything, he's helping like elevate that brand a little bit by just his name.
His name,
that's what they need.
I don't know. I think people listen. We are such an overly critical society now. Nobody with normal eyes that's watching the show is like, you know, damn it, Dustin should. He's taking a spot away from someone. He's still going. He's still great. Why can't he still do it? Ageists? All these people are ageists? Someone said that to me about Steve Austin. They said, I don't want to see Steve Austin wrestle again. He's taking a spot away from someone. I go, okay, I guess we don't support the biggest blockbuster names in wrestling to ever do anything anymore. If they can, why not? If they can,
every 2 years, basically.
Why can't we do it? FTW champion Chris Jericho was with Renee backstage. He would face Tommy Billington on Dynamite in Wales. He called himself a modern-day Stu Hart and said Dynamite Kid would not appreciate Tommy Billington, would not like Tommy Billington. All right, dude, we're getting Chris Jericho and Tommy Billington, the Dynamite Kid, and Chris Jericho in Wales. What's old is new. What's new is old. Hologram defeated Angelico. People, they like Hologram. They're into Hologram in Texas. Let's see when they leave Texas if that works. Non-title match, you got TNT champion Jack Perry defeating Danny O'Ryan. Interesting stuff in this match. He spray painted half of Orion's face with white spray paint, and he had a body bag. He painted his face, he stuffed them in it, and then he took out the TNT title that was personalized. It was, like, disheveled looking. It was spray painted black with, like, chipping paint, and it was like a veiny leather. He got a custom belt. I wanted to say 90210 on it. I would have loved it. Claudio defeated Leo Rush. We got a video package from Eddie Kingston from home. He did not look great. He's still injured. He was talking about Bryan Danielson and how he doesn't think he's ready. And he's not willing to go all the way. All right, I guess we're building something for later, maybe. Or this is a motivational speech. When we come back, we're going to talk about the final couple matches. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned.
With Progressive Snapshot, you could save on auto insurance rates by driving safely, which is great because you're rarely rewarded for just being you. Ever get rewarded for being left-handed? No. You get to use weird scissors. Your reward for being a Capricorn? Cold birthdays that conflict with the holidays. And your reward for quickly responding to every work email? More emails. But with Snapshot, even left-handed Capricorns with proper email etiquette could get rewarded for good driving. So download the Progressive app today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Wireless connectivity is crucial for Americans. Smartphone technology, network speeds, and mobile services are key. But many people don't realize there's major value to be found in added customer benefits. T-Mobile is putting customers first with a new customer appreciation program. Experience VIP treatment with T-Mobile's Magenta status. New one-of-a-kind deals and experiences on nationally loved brands like hotels, rental cars, concerts, movie tickets, and more. Plus, discounts and freebies every week from T-Mobile, all at no extra cost. For T-Mobile, Cassie Slane.
With Magenta status, T-Mobile customers can now get sweet perks like 15% off across Hilton's 22 leading hotel brands worldwide and upgrades to Hilton Honor Silver. Free fuel top-off at Dollar or recharge at Hertz when returning your rental. $5 movie tickets every month and 25% off some of the hottest shows of the year.
Magenta status gives customers over $1,500 a year in extra value, all for just being T-Mobile customers. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. I totally ran out of time the last segment. I've been doing that a lot more. I don't know why. I have no idea. Mariah May defeated London Dior. After the match, we got a Toni Storm film entitled The Final Gift. You know, they have built this really well. I thought the last 2 weeks, AEW has done a tremendous job at building this card. I would have liked to see it a few weeks sooner, but we're here. Main event of Collision for an AEW World Championship title match at Wembley at All In. FTR versus the Acclaimed. Ended in a time limit draw. Now, both teams will challenge for the title. It will be a triple threat at All In. Speaking of All In, you know, Tony last week tweeted that the biggest announcements in AEW will be coming. Something along those lines. Obviously, a lot of people were speculating that this is the announcement for the new deal. Tony's walking around with a WBD hat. He met up with Zaslav a few weeks ago in Paris. This was, I guess, one of the many that's coming. AEW announces All In Texas Stadium show, July 2025. So they've moved the date up. Thank God. This is a positive now. You know why?
Yeah. It has to do with, well, there's a couple of reasons, but the main reason is availability of that stadium because it's All-Star Week.
It's All-Star Week, yeah.
So the teams are off. So they have that stadium's going to be open for a week.
Okay, so here's something that I've always has always tickled me about running one of these stadium shows around this time, right? You need X amount of days for setup and breakdown. There was a time that Citi Field was considered for a show. And it wasn't enough for WWE. And it wasn't enough. This is like, I don't know if it would have been, it probably would have been for like a SummerSlam. And they didn't have enough time to break and put together. It was an away stretch that the Mets had. And it was like one day short. So I'm curious how many days they are off that from the setup to them entering, you know, them needing the stadium that they need for the setup and breakdown. I'm curious.
It would probably be a week. And this is a more modern stadium, so I imagine there's less technological. It's easier to set up and take down and not ruin the turf.
Yeah, Globe Life Stadium, beautiful. Thing. It's a beautiful stadium in Arlington, Texas. A lot of people thinking, oh, this is such a disappointment. They're not running Cowboys. Why would you think they could do 100,000 people in that building? Let's be realistic. This is a nice-sized building, 40,000 people. They could do 36. They could do 45. They could do 40. This could be scaled. I think this will be a fine building for them as long as the program works. It's All-Star Week, so the Rangers will be off, like my producer said. The lead-up will also feature a series of events in Arlington that will be announced in the future.
Again.
Right. I guess they'll that's do a summer series, and that's great. Fantastic. During the press conference with city officials, Tony AEW head Tony Khan also confirmed that All In will return to London in 2026. But he didn't say, did he say All In will return to London in 2026? He did.
He did, yes.
But where?
He said Wembley.
Did he say Wembley?
Yeah, but I don't think that nothing's been booked yet or anything, but yeah.
I don't know, man. Why?
I mean, it's going to depend on whether or not it's hot. That's why I think you leave it open-ended. And if you need to run a stadium or run an arena instead of a stadium, you can.
Khan called the Texas event the first ever stadium show in the U.S. Hey, Tony, did you forget about that little thing that you got going in Queens? A grand slam at Arthur Ashe Stadium, not arena. not ballpark, not complex, not a coliseum. It's a stadium.
I think it's semantics.
Semantics. Yeah, I can't believe. How dare Tony disrespect Queens like that? My people. I'll be there, by the way. I'll be at Grand Slam. Always a fun show. All right, so here is what we are looking for. This is a Wales show on Wednesday. I can't believe we are at the end of summer already. AW Women's World Champion Toni Storm will defend against Saraya. AW Continental Champion Okada defends against Claudio. This has to lead into a match for Okada at this show.
It does. I can't see him not being on the
okay.
show.
Okay, that would be...
I'll be disappointed.
I would be very disappointed. MJF and Will Ospreay face-to-face. Hook and Big Bill. Don't we also have Tommy Billington and Jericho? Where is that?
That got added after I put this in there. But yes, you are.
And we
correct.
Got Tommy Billington and Jericho. AW All-In card. This is as of after Collision. 0 hour. You have Willow Nightingale. And that was, I believe, Willow... Willow's also... Maybe that wasn't announced. I don't know. 0 hour. Willow Nightingale. Tomohiro Ishii versus Chris Statlander. Stokely Hathaway. Winner will get to pick the stipulation for Nightingale and Statlander CMLL title match at All Out. So we're seeing the build for All Out here. FTW champion Chris Jericho defends against Hook. A casino gauntlet match for a future AEW world title shot. I'm very curious who's in this. The way it was said to me is that they were not going to make this just like a random who's who or who's not. They're going to have some names in here. TBS champion Mercedes Moné defends against Britt Baker. AEW tag team titles. The Young Bucks defend against the Acclaimed and FTR. Ladder match for the AEW Trios title. The Patriarchy. Christian Cage, Killswitch, and Nick Wayne defend against the Bang Bang Gang. House of Black and Turnbuckle Al.
So they're doing a...
TBA. So for that person that's going to text me, I got to give him my little jokes. Turnbuckle Al, that's TBA. Turnbuckle Dan, to be determined.
So this is... They're doing that match on Dynamite, which I didn't add as well.
Yeah.
Because they just announced it. Where they're going to be announcing... It's like two teams, and it's going to be... I think it's going to be a Top Flight is who I think it'll end up being.
That's a great ladder match to have. Mm-hmm. TNT champion...
Yeah, that'll be the fourth team.
TNT champion Jack Perry defends against Darby Allin in a coffin match. AEW American champion MJF defends against Will Ospreay. AEW World Women's Champion Toni Storm defends against Mariah May. And the world champion Swerve Strickland defends against Bryan Danielson. If Bryan cannot win this match, he has to retire. His career is on the line. I love Swerve. I think he's great. I think that Danielson needs this belt. AEW needs Danielson to have this title. And I'm going to explain to you why. The pedigree, the heritage of this title is built for any world title. Is built of your former champions. Having a Bryan Danielson as a champion, having a Samoa Joe as your champion, having a CM Punk as your champion tells a story for all that's coming after. Swerve is in some really tremendous, he's in the company of some really tremendous champions. It only adds more. Do I want to see Swerve lose? No, I think he's great. But you have an opportunity. You have a Bryan Danielson, one of the biggest names from the 2010s. Unfortunately, he got hurt and they have a stop and go. But that movement, that Yes movement, brought a lot of people back to wrestling, much like how Bullet Club brought people back to wrestling. And now CM Punk brought people back to wrestling. And AEW brought people back to wrestling. Danielson is one of those key guys. You're going into a new contract. You're going into building your TV up again. The optics of seeing Bryan Danielson and the crowd pointing their fingers up and chanting yes, even though he can't, and him with a world championship goes a long way. Is he the guy to lead you throughout the next contract on TV? No, he's not, because his body is broken down and he doesn't want to wrestle that much. But man, if you could get a couple months with him doing something tremendous, have him do this, have him at All Out, have him do Grand Slam, maybe he drops it at World's End, and now we're done. He could go away for a little bit and then come back. I'm just fantasy booking here. But the truth is, I believe Bryan Danielson would be positive in the long run. Very positive to be world champion in that company. Not a negative. Also, Kenny Omega's coming back. Right? That's going to happen. I don't know when. So when Danielson leaves, you have another piece that fills in that blank. Very important. Very important. Let's talk about the G1. This was really good. A lot of the key people that should have done well did really well here. Yota Tsuji being one.
Which you're a fan of.
Which I'm a huge fan of. Zack Sabre Jr. defeated Yota Tsuji early this morning on Sunday to win the G1 tournament for the first time. He said he wants to have his IWGP heavyweight title match at King of Pro Wrestling, which is scheduled for October 14th. That is interesting. He's not saving it.
Leading to something else. Yeah,
yeah, he's not saving it for Wrestle Kingdom.
Which I thought, I guess I did never really realize this, that you could just cash it in whenever you wanted. You didn't have to wait till Wrestle Kingdom.
I guess that's the case.
Because I thought it was a guaranteed shot at Wrestle Kingdom, but maybe that isn't the case.
Yeah. We'll see. Good, well deserved. Zack Sabre Jr., one of the best wrestlers in the world. Yota Tsuji did tremendous. He's my personal favorite in New Japan. Also, Takeshita. That was great to see him there. They did a lot with him. This was a nice little trip for him. Really good stuff. Also, I wanted to mention this. AEW has well advanced plans to run an Australian stadium show in 2025. According to the sports news out of Australia, the plan is for the company to debut in the country and well advanced planning, and that AEW power brokers have been scouting venues along Australia's eastern coast. Okay. That's cool. I think that's
a
good
show, Andrew.
I know. And that's a morning show, not an afternoon show. And that's a morning show. What time would it be on? 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock? Great. Get my coffee.
Depends on what time in Australia they do it. But yeah.
Yeah. I you know what? Good stuff. They are preparing for the next 2 years. They're talking about 2026. They're talking about 2025. This does not sound like a company that is a little nervous about a rights deal. A little nervous about positioning on TV. Again, you have to look at things a little bit more than just the surface. A company that may not have a good, TV deal, or maybe fearing a crunch in financials, does not book an Australian stadium show, does not talk about returning back to Wembley. These are all interesting stuff. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. We'll be back right after this.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Final segment of the show. Final few minutes of the show. Triple Mania. I didn't get to this. You know, this is the most beautiful thing about professional wrestling, right? People get so invested in everything that's happening, and everybody's opinion is different. And the new state of pro wrestling is amazing. We're back to random guys showing up on big shows, you know, and it being this blend of people. That Triple Mania show, JBL walked out Nick Nemeth, Dolph Ziggler.
Lost, by the way.
Who lost? Yeah.
To someone I never thought would be back in wrestling.
You want to tell them who he lost to?
Alberto El Patron.
Alberto Del Rio.
Which, by the way, looked jacked. I don't know what he's on, but boy, or if he's on anything or just in good health, he looks good.
Listen, I hope he has his problems fixed. Whatever it is, I champion people to do well in life. He has had numerous legal issues and alleged kidnappings and all this terrible stuff. He was a disaster. I hope that he is on a positive path here. But we got some really interesting. Matt Riddle was on this. He defeated Commander. He won the AAA Cruiserweight Championship, which is so strange to see him as a cruiserweight. Del Rio, Nick Nemeth. It was an interesting show. I caught bits and pieces of this. I need to watch the entire thing. But fun times we're in the world of pro wrestling. Next week, we got a huge show. We're going to Bash at Berlin after that. We got All Out coming after that. Grand Slam and everything else happening in pro wrestling. Next week, we'll be back talking about All In and everything that happened after that show. We'll see y'all next time. Wrestling Observer Live.